Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to my brothers and sisters, my family and my friends in Christ. Glad to have you with me on a podcast today. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation. I am in at the middle of page 153 from the 13th chapter. How loved? So loved. Just as the cross goes in four directions, head, feet, and each hand, the love of Christ for us covers us in every possible direction. Paul wants each of us to understand this, stating that when we begin to comprehend this, it passes all other knowledge and thereby fills us up with the fullness of God. Who doesn't want to be filled with God's fullness? I must ask, why is this not being preached over and often? Why is it becoming so difficult to hear sermons and lessons on the love of God without a steady stream of clarification and qualification? If Paul's heartfelt desire was that believers comprehend just how bountiful and limitless the love of Christ was for them, why are we so slow to reveal that same love and loveliness? The message of radical grace has so changed my life and ministry that I want the whole world to know that which passes all other knowledge, the love that Christ has for them. I have ceased to worry that knowledge of amazing love will lead people to apathy and failure, because I know it has caused the opposite to happen in me. Every day I come into the knowledge of His love for me, I find a deeper desire to live out His love, which has filled up my heart. The last thing I want to do is betray that love. Believer, may we drop the fear and concern that showing people His love will cause them to take advantage of both the Father and His church. Jesus never backed away from someone because He was afraid that if He gave too much, that individual would take advantage of Him. Trust the Lord to do this better than you can. How will telling a sinner that God loves him lead him to salvation? Shouldn't he be told about hell and the judgment of God so that he knows that he is lost first? If you meet someone who has never accepted Christ and refuses to acknowledge that he needs him, you are meeting someone, John said, is deceiving himself and the truth is not in him, 1 John 1:8. This individual must come to the knowledge that he is a sinner by confessing it, and then righteousness is his for free, verse 9. However, that is an extreme case, which is why it appears only once in John's letter. Paul never dealt with it, neither did Peter. In most cases, unbelievers readily admit they have mistakes and sins in their lives, though they are often just as quick to point out how they are trying very hard or doing good things to overcome the bad. They are works-driven and bound to the law, for they are convinced that their deeds will get them to heaven. These individuals must hear how much God loves them. That love must be shown to them through the only means God gave for man to comprehend His love, the finished work of the cross. Show the sinner that God was so angry at his sin that He punished all of it in the body of His perfect Son, and that Jesus is now raised from the dead so He can take up residence in his heart and give him abundant life. Paul believed that gospel ministry should be preached this way and only this way, stating the goodness of God leads men to repentance, Romans 2:4. The more favor and grace that God shows toward mankind, the more man changes his mind about who God is. Since repentance is the changing of one's mind, the more men see God as loving, the more he repents. When Jesus blessed Peter with a net-breaking load of fish, Peter fell down at his feet and cried, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord," Luke 5:8. The love and goodness of Jesus toward a man who was not living morally in any way did not cause that man to run out and take advantage of righteousness. Instead, the goodness of God to an undeserving fisherman caused that man to see his own shortcomings and to fall at the feet of Jesus. Jesus quoted none of the Ten Commandments, nor did he point out any of Peter's faults. His goodness worked then, and it will work now. One final thought is necessary to close out this chapter on God's love. Peter had another encounter with Jesus at the end of Christ's earthly ministry. Just days after the resurrection, Peter determined that he was done fishing for men and decided to go back to fishing the old-fashioned way. The Greek for his statement, "I am going fishing," John 21:3, is the final departure of one who ceases to be another's companion. Peter has failed, so he decides that he is finished. I'll stop there. We'll start tomorrow at the top of page 155. It's the last page of the 13th chapter, from Revelation to Transformation. Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.